The Royal Comedy Tour starts February 13th. Tony Rock is on the phone. Tony Rock, Tony Rock, Tony Rock.
Yes, sir. Good morning, everybody.
How you doing?
Hey, man.
I'm great. I'm great. Working hard, feeling good, you know, trying to stay out of trouble.
Yeah, yeah. What's your brother up to?
Oh, writing this monologue, man. writing this monologue.
Are you helping him?
No, because I put too many curses in my monologue. Listen here, white people. Like, so you can't use my stuff.
He can't start off like that.
I told him to go on stage with the Nation of Islam behind him, so he won't. You know. Put the podium out there and everything with the FOI on it, all that.
He'll already be wearing the bow tie, so he might
as well. Has some brothers in the aisle selling bean pies and final calls. Let's take it over the top.
Go all the way with it, huh?
Go all the way with it. Let's chicken dinners in the back.
Yeah, that's your younger brother, right?
That's big bro. That's big brother.
Yeah. Chris is your big brother.
Yeah.
Super Bowl. What you got? Who you got? Super Bowl.
It is the ultimate Super Bowl. I mean, people don't even understand how heavy this is. It's the ultimate white boy versus the dabbing Negro. The whole country is going to be torn apart by this Super Bowl right here. It's going to be, if Cam wins and dabs on national television with Obama calling to congratulate him, it's going to be the greatest black moment ever. Obama dabbing in the White House. Oh, it's going to be so great.
Black History Month will never be the same, will it?
It will never be the same. They should put Cam Newton dabbing on the new $20 bill.
Next hour, I got Cam's daddy on the air.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Man,
that's gonna be interesting.
I know he's excited. I know he's super excited. He probably in the bar like, yeah. who got a tab now?
So tell us about the Royal Comedy Tour. Who's on the tour with you guys? And you're kicking off in just a couple of weeks, just in time for Valentine's Day.
Yes, yes. I'm super excited to be back on again. Some more, myself, Earthquake. Wow. It's going to be dope, man. I just be happy to be on the show with those guys. They don't even know how much of a fan I am of these guys. Like, I saw Quake in New York years ago at the Beacon Theater, New Year's Eve. And I went backstage to meet him and get a picture and an autograph, and now I'm on stage with him. It's crazy. I saw some more, you know, at the Apollo years ago, and just to be working with her is incredible. So I'm just happy to be in the company of them.
That's How you feeling about the NBA season?
It's pretty good. You know, LeBron threw the coach under the bus, and he won't admit it. But, you know, we all know.
We all know.
Yeah, you know. He was
we all know LeBron.
His homeboy on the bench right there, like, you know what, man, I'm going to get you this job, man. Let me just get a few shots so we get rid of this dude. Dwayne Wade's playing incredible. He's they said he couldn't play games back-to-back. He got the little yogi with him that he takes everywhere You know, he got the Russell Simmons yoga going on. He's back in, you know, in great shape.
And his son is texting messages to him.
Did you see that?
Who else is balling this? The Golden State Warriors, man.
Wow.
Yeah,
who knew?
Huh?
Who knew five light-skinned guys could be so cocky?
Thank you. It's our year, baby.
Man. Yeah, they got the one dark-skinned brother to even it out, though. They got a he's dark-skinned and he's from Michigan. So, you know, that makes him even blacker. Draymond.
Speaking of light skin players, what's wrong with Blake Griffin?
Yeah, what's this problem?
Beating up on the trainer.
Yeah, he punches the trainer, but he won't hit anybody on the court when they foul him like crazy. It's like if you over 6 feet, he's not touching you.
But if you 5'9",
yeah, he'll punch you in your face all day in a restaurant. I don't know what's up with him. He's in, I don't know. He's like out for 6 weeks now. And he broke his hand. They in trouble.
And the Knicks.
I like. Well, my team's the Brooklyn Nets. So what the hell am I even talking about basketball?
Really? How many games y'all won this season?
My team is so bad. We like well, the Nets are so bad. We like well. As always, 2022.
2022.
That's what the Nets gonna be good. 2022.
The Rams moving to Los Angeles.
That's good. Man, they need football in LA. They need football in LA. They got I'm a Steelers fan. You know, it's funny. I'm a Steelers fan. Everybody's like, "Well, you from New York? Why are you a Steelers fan?" I'm like, "Hey, man, it ain't like all Cowboys fans are from Dallas." It ain't like all Raiders fans are from prison, you know, everybody.
All Raiders fans are from
prison. But, you know, Rams in LA, that's going to be good. It's going to be dope. I'm trying to buy some property in Inglewood real quick before prices go through the roof.
It was all gone, right?
Yeah, I was going to sit on it. I was going to sit on it and make a white man make me a deal.
Tony Rock. The comedy tour starts in February 13th.
Yes, sir.
Check the website for all of the dates and the arenas that you all are going to be turning it out with. Man, this is going to be a good tour. Tony Rock, my man. Be easy, man.